Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Strollers in school hallways, an image that makes most of us cringe. The story of the teen pregnancy pact at Gloucester High School in Massachusetts has been splattered all over the national media, and for some reason, we can't look away. This morning, we've got reporter Patrick Anderson on the phone. He's been covering the story for the Gloucester Daily Times. Patrick, hello from New York. Thanks a lot for doing this with us.
Hi, Brian. No problem.
And the latest wrinkle is that there was never such a pact. And that the mayor and other people and the media all over the country got that wrong. What's your understanding?
Well, it's up for debate, and it's difficult to confirm one way or another. A lot of it is in the use of language, whether it's a pact, whether it's a trend, whether it's a social click. Right now, the frenzy has been focused on trying to speak to the actual girls involved at the high school, with limited success from everyone. So right now, the city leaders and school officials in the town are really trying to minimize the discussion of the pact, because they feel that it's that term, it's that idea of a binding agreement that's really transfixed the national media and brought such a bright spotlight to this city.
Why do you think the principal Joseph Sullivan of Gloucester High, made those claims and then reneged on them?
Well, he hasn't necessarily reneged on them. I spoke to him about the same time that the Time reporter who used the word pact did, and he didn't use that term with me. But it looks like he sees the focus that and the kind of scrutiny that term has brought about, and I don't think he or the other school officials here really want much part of that, and so that's part of why they're really trying to take the focus off of that particular word.
Mayor Carolyn Kirk has been quoted as blaming No Child Left Behind for the spike in teen pregnancy. What's the rationale there?
Well, here, as in many communities across the country, school budgets have really been stretched, and cuts to the school budget here in Gloucester have been a yearly thing and a big source of frustration for local officials. So now that this has happened, and there is a problem at the schools, the fact that they've had to cut teachers and have had to scale back the amount of sex education that they used to have, what they call the unfunded mandates of No Child Left Behind, are a pretty easy target to have one explanation of why a problem might be cropping up.
So sex ed has been cut at Gloucester High in order to focus more on the basics that No Child Left Behind demands?
Teacher positions have been cut probably since around 2002 several times across the board. But things such as sex education, which are not part of, are not going to be tested, and are not mandated, are some of the first things that usually go when there are large teacher cuts. Things like math and reading that are tested and mandated to be tested, and schools have to meet certain benchmarks. Those are the things that districts usually focus on keeping and keeping strong, and things like physical education or sex education are some of the first things that go when cuts have to be made.
I don't know if anybody wants to call in and weigh in on this. Anybody familiar with the town of Gloucester, and we'll talk about it in socioeconomic terms a little bit in just a minute with our guest from the Gloucester Daily Times, Patrick Anderson. But if you're familiar with Gloucester, maybe you've known any teenage girls in your lives who had thought about getting pregnant, thought it would be a good thing for that time of life, and needed to be dissuaded or couldn't be dissuaded from just seeking pregnancy, never mind marriage or a steady boyfriend in the bargain. Give us a call, 646-778-3729. Our phone number again, 646-778-3729. And again, this is our temporary phone number while we're getting settled in our new space, also known as 646-SPUD-RAY. Easy to remember, 646-SPUD-RAY or 646-778-3729. Or post a comment to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show as we look at some of the underlying issues here. The school has free daycare, I understand, and encourages teen mothers to stay enrolled. Is it possible that the teens actually think that these services make having a child when you're in high school easy?
It's possible. No one that we know has admitted to that, and right now that's just speculation. A lot of all the people connected with the daycare class, I guess is the way that they sort of have it set up, have denied that it plays any part. But we do know that for next year, for next school year, the spots in the daycare center are all taken up, and they've actually started a waiting list. So it is something that the girls who are expecting are looking at and are planning to take advantage of its services.
You've been getting all this national media attention, obviously. Is there resentment from people in the city that the only time this sleepy fishing town, as it keeps getting referred to, the only time that it's getting attention is from this rather sensational story?
Yes. Yeah, there is a little resentment. A lot of the talk on the street and in the coffee shops is not they're not particularly happy with Gloucester being looked at as sort of the center of some sort of teen pregnancy epidemic. It hasn't been a popular subject, and I think people are becoming increasingly less thrilled with talking about it here.
Andrew in Brooklyn has a question along those lines. Just trying to get Andrew up here. Can you put Andrew on line two up from the control room? Andrew, you're on the air. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. My comment is basically that teen pregnancy has been such a huge problem in the minority communities for so many years, and it never seems to be on the news. And I'm assuming that Gloucester is a white community, and all of a sudden it's international news when some girls get pregnant.
Does it seem like that to you, Patrick?
Yeah, well, a little bit. I mean, Gloucester is a predominantly white community. I think really the issue in Gloucester is from where the town went to where it is now. If you compare the city of Gloucester to other cities in Massachusetts of similar size or larger, overall the teen pregnancy rates, at least for the data that we have right now, are relatively low. What's really gotten everyone's attention is this particular very sudden surge. It's from where the rate was to where it is now that's really really gotten everyone's attention, and I think people just find it very unnerving that such a change could happen so quickly, and that's why everyone's really focused on it.
I guess things that are new become news, and even though people do talk about the ongoing teen or out of wedlock pregnancy rate in the African American community, if there's a sudden spike, and I think really it has so much to do with the pact also, right? Whether it's real or not, the idea that the state of teenage girls' lives in a community is such that a significant number of them would make a pact to get pregnant, so this whole thing may turn out to be a sort of faux story in terms of the reason that most of the people are interested in. But Gloucester is described in the news as being small and rather uninspired economically. Do you see a lack of career ambition or hope in Gloucester teens? Could that be an underlying issue here?
It could be. There's certainly that factor at play. Gloucester's economy going back decades and hundreds of years has been focused on the fishing industry, and the North Atlantic fishing industry is not what it once was. And the degree to which that has played a part is still a bit of a question. I think that definitely the fact that this isn't a community with amazing job prospects probably does play some part, but a number of other, a myriad of other social and economic things probably also play a part in it.
Mike in Astoria, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I'd like to see if he could take a poll of the girls and see how many of them saw the neoconservative film Juno and Knocked Up, because I have a feeling that, unfortunately, that probably may have also contributed to the romanticization of the teen pregnancy.
Yeah, I mean, neoconservative more refers to an international kind of politics. But, yeah, these were sort of anti-abortion, glorifying childbirth in unglamorous circumstances kind of movies. What, and they're recent, and they were hits. Has that been discussed in the town, Patrick?
It has been discussed. The pop culture and entertainment causes have been thrown around. Jamie Lynn Spears' name has been mentioned quite frequently. Juno has been thrown out there. That hasn't come so much from the high school kids or from anyone that we've talked to that's actually gotten pregnant or fathers who of the kids. That's mostly come from the adults. So right now, I think that's not something that's really coming from the people involved.
What is this spike? How many teenage girls live in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and how many are pregnant?
I don't have the stats for exactly how many teenage girls there are. The population of the city is around 30,000. The numbers that everyone's reacting to really are numbers that come straight from the high school itself and the high school's health clinic. They're not the citywide statistics, which would include people who have dropped out or people who are not going to high school but might also be teens. The latest numbers we have from someone in the health clinic are from June of 2007 to May of 2008, that there were actually 18 girls who tested positive, who had a positive pregnancy test.
And my understanding is that is up from an average of 4 in recent years.
Yes, that's correct.
So something has caused this spike, or it's a big coincidence, which, you know, could happen.
It's possible. From all the discussions I've had, and I just got off the phone a little while ago with one of the fathers of one of the babies, and his girlfriend just had a baby, I think 14 days ago. They are mostly denying the aspect of that there was a pact to get pregnant, but that after the girls became pregnant, they all made a pact to keep their babies and to stay in school and to raise them together. Now, whether there was also discussion among those girls before they became pregnant is definitely a possibility. But that's how a lot of people involved are sort of casting it right now.
Right. And here's an interesting post on our website about this idea of raising them together. It says, I find it interesting that it's been reported that these girls will raise their kids collectively, something many women might want to think about due to the lack of affordable child care and minimal maternity leave in the United States. So there.
An interesting thought.
So we're just about out of time, but what's the city going to do? What's the school going to do? This is a high school of 1,200 kids. 17 pregnancies is a tremendous number in one high school in one year of that size. What are they going to do to prevent this from recurring over the next year?
Assuming that they can get their heads above water with all the media attention, they've scheduled a sort of process of meetings and discussions over the summer, and the local school committee, local elected volunteer board, is going to vote on a policy for the next school year at the end of the summer. And that recommendation is expected to touch on, we don't know what they're actually going to rule, but touch on things like contraception, handing out confidential birth control pills or condoms, and possibly a number of other recommendations to try to bring this back down. Other than that, they're just going to, I guess, hope that the next groups of incoming kids do not have the same, you know, do not have the same propensity for doing this as this current group.
Patrick Anderson from the Gloucester Daily Times in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Thanks for taking the time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Where have all the black supermodels gone? The upcoming issue of Vogue asks point blank, is fashion racist? We'll look for the answer. Stay tuned.